Stage Dramas present Men of the Trees. This week's front page drama, Men of the Trees, is a dramatization of a very interesting article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. This most unusual article is written by the famous explorer, adventurer, Brian O'Brien, whose fascinating stories of darkest Africa are well known to readers of the American Weekly, as well as the regular listeners to our front page drama. In next Sunday's issue, Brian O'Brien gives American Weekly readers a fascinating article entitled, Had to Form a Secret Society to Save Africa's Trees. We are sure you won't want to miss it. As in our own United States, Africa is having a weighty reforestation problem to solve, and in the Crown Colony of Kenya, conditions were extremely bad. The governor called a conference with the Minister of the Interior.
I sent for you, Colonel Wilson, to see if you can't find an answer to this exasperating land problem. These maps here were received in England recently. The Secretary of the Colonies put up an awful hue and cry about the rapid disappearance of valuable timberland, the ruination of hundreds of thousands of acres of valuable farmland. It's all very well for some Silver Service official holding a cushy berth in Westminster to yell about this thing. But if he'd come out here for a year and live among these natives, he'd jolly well change his tune.
Yeah, that may be very true, Colonel. But it doesn't furnish an answer to this problem. What have the natives got to do with it?
Everything, Your Excellency. The shifting method of agriculture is common here in Kenya. Natives clear small patches of forest with machete and fire, plant their crops, harvest them, leaving behind them vast stretches of treeless land that soon becomes arid, barren waste. They push deeper into the bushes in search of more rich blackleaf loam.
Yeah, the answer to that should be easy. We must make them reforest the land, replant young trees before they push on.
I have tried that for years, Your Excellency. But when you talk to them of replanting trees, they merely shrug their shoulders and mutter, that is surely a mongrel. That's God's business.
Yeah. And you've got to show them we mean business. Reforestation is their business.
And that, Your Excellency, will be the most impossible job in Africa.
Impossible or not, we've got to tackle it. Now, I've set aside a special fund to be used for reforestation. First, we have to hire a first-class forestry officer. Have you anyone in mind who could tackle this very difficult job?
I know such a man, yes. Young Dick Baker, if he's available. He's got plenty of nerve, ability, imagination. And the perfect genius at handling difficult meetings.
Yeah, good. Look him up without delay. If he's available, make him a proposition. I'll authorize the appointment.
Young Dick Baker took the job and moved into the province of Kenya to tackle the very tough assignment. He lost no time organizing an expedition into the heart of the devastated country. But a long list of things he requested as vital to his success puzzled both the governor and Colonel Wilson.
Say, Colonel, have you seen this list of things your Baker has asked for as vital necessities?
Baker submitted them to me, and I passed them along to you for final authorization.
50 brass badges, 50 fancy leather armbands, 1 fatted ox, 2 good necklaces of fancy beads, 50 fancy green blankets with an embroidered white heart. I say, Wilson, is this fellow going in for reforestation or going to sell a sideline of notions?
I'm sure I don't know. He insists, however, that these things are absolutely necessary.
Very well. I'll authorize the purchase, although I can't see any connection between reforestation and the things he asked for.
He has also sent for all the native dance captains. He says he's going to hold a big dance contest among the native dance teams. Oh, no, yes, a beauty contest.
What? Look here, Wilson, are you sure you know what you were doing when you hired this chap? What the devil have beauty contests and dance contests to do with the reforestation project?
I wondered about that, but he insists we give him a free hand. Says he knows what he's doing.
And I hope so, but I have my doubts.
Well, we probably will find out. He's invited us to view this big dance contest and beauty contest he's staging.
In the meantime, Dick Baker was pushing ahead with his plan, and we find him conferring with a friendly old chief.
Now, this is my plan, Monsieur. When the warriors all assemble here, I want you to be among them and shout that their enemies, the Meitei, have insulted the Kikuyu, calling them forest destroyers.
Captain Baker, that will make the Kikuyu very angry. The warriors will want to dance the dance of war.
That's exactly what I want to happen. I want to make the Kikuyu angry, very angry. That's the only way I'll be able to get them to volunteer to join the secret society, Watu Wamiti, the Men of Trees.
You are a very wise man, Captain Baker. You know how to win the Kikuyu. They win, join the Watu Amiti.
Good. But remember, I'm only going to start with 50, no more. When I get to 50, we will begin the celebration.
The great dance to show the best dancer of all the Kikuyu. A fatty duck for the winner, and a necklace of beads for the most beautiful maiden.
That's right, Monsieur. Now, do I have your blessing?
Yes, Captain. Monsieur, I know you are good. We do only the thing that is best for all the Kikuyu. I do all I can to help you.
Good, Monsieur. We will meet tomorrow at Muguga Hill.
Yes, at the Trilly place. Tomorrow.
There they are, Your Excellency. 3,000. Aren't they a fine, proud race of giants?
Yes, yes. Really warlike, I should say, with those long lances and broad-bladed spears.
Yes, but those clusters of ostrich feathers on the spears signify they have come in peace.
Well, Your Excellency, defeated. Our little performance is just about to begin. Watch that big chief leading them forward.
Hello! 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 Friends and warriors, I must tell you, a curse hangs over your head. The Meitei call you forest destroyers! The Meitei are right. You are forest destroyers!
Look here. Isn't this rather dangerous, staring up those natives like this? Thought we hired Baker to plant trees, not start civil war.
Oh, wait, Your Excellency. There's Baker going to speak now.
Warriors! Warriors of the Kikuyu! I agree with the wise chief, Mitua, and the Meitei, your enemies. You are indeed forest destroyers. You have destroyed the trees that were left to you by your ancient fathers. The forest that you should pass on to your sons. Why is it that you go into the forest to farm? It is because the trees make the earth rich. The leaves fall upon the land and make the crop heavy and fruitful. If you destroy God's seed trees, how can you expect him to make new ones? If you kill all the women in your tribe, you will have no children. It is the same with the trees. If you wish to keep good soil, you must plant trees on your farms before you forsake them.
Listen well with the words of the wise white man, O warriors of the Kikuyu.
I am going to help you remove the curse that hangs over you. I call for volunteers who will promise before Nagai, the high god, to plant trees every year and care for trees everywhere. Thus the curse against the Kikuyu will be removed.
Well, that was quite a speech, Captain Baker. But I don't mind admitting I was a trifle nervous watching those big fellows' faces. Bitter disappointment, doubt, and then hostility ran over their faces.
Yes, we weren't far from a swift and bloody death for a few minutes there.
Yes, those men in front were the tribal captains. They've gone back to relay my message to the tribesmen.
It wasn't very nice to invite them here to dance and then start off by giving them a bad tongue-lashing. I don't think they liked it a bit.
I know that. But look. Look now.
Here are the volunteers. There are too many. I need but 50. The finest warrior of each family. Let your captain choose among you 100. Then I will select the 50.
It shall be done. You shall be the greatest of all the Kikuyu, my captain.
I say, Baker, aren't you carrying this a bit too far? Those natives were keenly disappointed.
Now, don't worry, Your Excellency. Captains arrange that rush of volunteers just to please us. In a month or so, that larger force would have lost interest and drifted away. Just wait, Your Excellency. You'd realize there's a method to my madness. When I get the 50 I want, I'm going to form a secret society. The delight of the natives.
Is that why you wanted those curiously designed brass badges and armbands and those blankets?
That's it, Colonel. The badges and armbands are the insignia. The blankets will be the uniforms. Soon every warrior will eye those who wear the badges and blankets with envy. They'll all want to join. But I'll keep it selective. Only warriors proposed by the original members will be allowed to join. Look. Look, here comes the pride of the tribe now.
Here are those the captains have chosen. The strongest, bravest, and best of all the Kikuyu.
Now I will choose those who are to be worthy of the honor of becoming the Watu Wamiti, men of the trees. Now, you members of the Watu Wamiti, take the oath. Raise up the lance to the snow-capped mountains of your homeland and repeat the pledge. I promise before Nagai, the high god, to do at least one good deed each day. To plant 10 trees each year and to take good care of trees everywhere. And to always wear this badge of honor on the left arm.
The effect of Captain Baker's scheme was tremendous. The movement spread like wildfire. Soon the countryside was filled with eager aspirants begging to join the men of the trees. Additional colorful initiation ceremonies were planned. Nurseries of seedling trees were prepared, and the rivalry was so great, over 9 million trees were planted during the first year of the Men of Trees. Kenya's great deforestation problem was solved. You have just heard Men of the Trees, a dramatization based upon the article Had to Form a Secret Society to Save Africa's Trees, to be found in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper.
Here you are, read all about it. Jesse Jordan's big friend, see him murdered on his wedding day. Police baffled, read all about it.
New York City. The wedding day of Jesse Jordan, spectacular captain of finance, becomes a day of tragedy. Instead of witnessing the ceremony that would make the glamorous chorus girl, Viola Mason, the mistress of millions, the many guests become witnesses in a murder inquiry. For just before the scheduled nuptials, Jesse Jordan is found in his garden, a bullet hole in his chest, killed by an unseen enemy.
And that is how a powerful story of a baffling mystery starts, in a thrilling tale of dark intrigue, hidden death, and youthful romance, in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly. The name of this new serial novel is A Picture of the Victim by a master of fiction, John Stephen Strange, the popular author whose books about crime have fascinated millions of readers. Start this thrilling new novel, A Picture of the Victim, in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Dramas present The Show Is On. This week's front page drama, The Show Is On, is an original dramatization suggested by the story Acrobatic Mr. Wise and His Unwise Honeymoon, which will be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week as part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This is the old, old story of the Eternal Triangle, which has been the foundation of most of the successful plays in theatrical history. And while our plot is laid in the theater and is acted by a cast of actors, it is not the work of a playwright, nor are the actors hired to perform their respective roles. But let us suit the action to the words of our title. The show is on. The scene, backstage in a big New York company.